event on Saturday night in our business. The Texas Radio Hall of Fame inducted their class of 2004. And in that class, our very own Norm Hitzkus. What a great night
Boy,
for Norm.
Boy, that is great for Norm. Man, what a big weekend. Breeders' Cup, and then he flew down there and was a part of that big ceremony.
Well, we have some exclusive audio tape. This is from Saturday night. This is Norm's acceptance speech, so we thought pay tribute to Norm that we would take a listen to this. So this is from the awards banquet Saturday night in San Antonio. Let's give it a listen.
Great. Hey, great. Great. First of all, I'd like to, I want to thank everyone for voting me in the Hall of Fame. Thank you. I thought I wouldn't make it in the Hall of Fame until we found the dead body of General Francisco Franciscano. All right, speaking of Mexicans, it's great to be here in San Antonio, where 20,000 Mexicans were held off by 400 white guys. I guarantee you, when Santa pulled up in that pickup truck and 20,000 jumped out of the bed, old Davy Crockett knew he had his job cut out for him.
Those jokes are going over.
Pete Rose kept out of the Hall of Fame for gambling, and I get in? How's that okay? Great. When someone receives this particular honor, it causes a man to become reflective. Thank you. You know, when I got my ass kicked over at 570 KLAF and was told I had to move to the ticket or lose my job, I had a big decision to make. And I'm so glad I went to the ticket. Thank you. There are several people I wish could have been here tonight.
Oh, God.
First and foremost, old Bob Hayes. Bob was a tremendous friend of mine, and I'm glad that I publicly blackmailed Jerry Jones into putting Bob in the Ring of Honor. You know, when I talked to Bob on his first deathbed, I didn't think he was going to be long for this world. Well, 3 years and 23 deathbeds later, little did I predict that not only would Bob be there for his induction in the Ring of Honor, but that he would personally climb the ladder himself and hang his own name, and then do a triple Lindy backflip on the way down and land a perfect dismount on the star at Texas Stadium.
Didn't do that.
Thank you, Bob. Another person who I wish could have been here tonight but couldn't make it, Scott Peterson. I love you, buddy.
What in the world?
My.
Why are they clapping?
Let's move on. All right, a little levity here. I don't want to beat this to be all just, you know, maudlin, bittersweet stuff. How many Polish people does it take to answer email? Does anybody know this one? How many Polish people does it take to answer email? None. You get an overweight converted Jew to do it for you. I'm teasing you, Frito. Frito's out in the audience tonight. Everyone look at Frito.
Look at him,
Frito. I should really thank Frito. Frito, you've always been there for me, pal. I remember us laying in that meadow, shirtless, holding hands and panting in the glow of our post-coital veneer of sweat.
Oh,
and I told you to look at this guy, Frito.
Everybody remembers that famous quote?
Dragging. Where's this speech going?
I don't know.
There's so many people I want to thank. First of all, Dan Bennett. Dan, you're the man. There he is, right there, front row, Dan Bennett. If you hadn't forced me at gunpoint to go to the ticket for a nondescript time slot and a 75% reduction in pay and prestige, I might not be standing up here today. Might not be doing it.
Doing?
Secondly, to Leon Simon. There he is.
Oh, no.
Leon, if you had ever even approached English in our years together, maybe the ratings wouldn't have to sink to the level that it took for the ticket to come in and give me new life.
Enough already.
And, of course, I don't have time to thank all of my best friends because there's 40,000 of them. Thirdly, to my wife, Vicky. Actually, not Vicky, but
Groobs, who plays my wife, and I play dress up with him. Not Groobs. You mean a lot to me. Not just professionally, but sexually, pal.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, jeez. And, I plan to cry right now. Because, I know how that makes me look sensitive.
Jeez.
I know all you guys 45 to 54 enjoying this. Is this covering with the fact that I'm basically self-absorbed? Is this it?
What's going on?
Nah, I'm just teasing, of course. I like to bag on myself. It's endearing, right? Nah, I'm just teasing. I'm truly grateful for this honor. And I want to say, I don't know what Christopher Reeve did to piss God off, but I'm sure glad that I didn't do it. Thank you for this honor. Thank you very much.
What a closing statement.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What? A speech.
That is the most callous response.